It's also a fact, and a very important fact, a very striking fact, a very significant fact, that today, in the West, an increasing number of people, one might say of religious-minded people, find it more and more difficult to accept theism, the theistic form of religion. And we may say, therefore, that this question of why Buddhism is not to be answered, in fact cannot be answered, without reference to this fact. That is, to the fact that more and more religious-minded people in the West, in this country too, find it increasingly difficult to think of religion, to think of the spiritual life in terms of theism, in terms of belief in God. I'm quite sure that most of those who are sitting here and who would wish to be called Buddhists, or who think of themselves as Buddhists, have chosen Buddhism rather than Christianity, or rather than Islam, because, among other reasons, perhaps this being the most important of all, because Buddhism is a non-theistic religion, a religion which talks the language of religion, talks the language of the spiritual life, talks the language of enlightenment, but without any reference to God, without any reference to a supreme being, a creator. And I think it is very important to grasp this point, that one of the major attractions, if not the major attraction of Buddhism in the West, is that it does provide people with this sort of system, with this sort of teaching, a non-theistic religion. Not very long ago, I was looking at a book by Julian Huxley called Religion Without Revelation. And there's a chapter called Personalia, where he talks about himself. It's a sort of chapter of autobiography. And he relates how, when he came as a young man to the understanding, to the realization that there could be religion, religious life, without a personal God, this understanding, this realization came to him as a sort of tremendous relief. Well, thank heavens. It isn't as though one is suspended between religion and God on this side, and no God and no religion on the other. Not that. It isn't that one is forced to make this almost impossible choice between these alternatives. But here, religion and God, there, religion without God. On both sides, equally, religion, spiritual life. So he tells what a tremendous relief this was to him, that there could be at all religion without God. So it's very important to grasp this point, that one of the major attractions of Buddhism for the modern mind, for people in this country, is the fact that it's a complete system of religion, of spiritual life, of enlightenment, but without the personal God, which so far in the West people have considered indispensable to religion, as in fact being part of the very definition of religion itself. So I suggest that we shouldn't attempt in any way to water down this fact, this difference. Sometimes we're over afraid of scaring people off Buddhism. Sometimes people come along, they ask questions. Sometimes they ask rather timidly, well, what does Buddhism say about God? So one might be tempted to think, well, look here, perhaps this person believes in God. So if I say, well, in Buddhism there just is no God, it might be a rather nasty shock. So one might be tempted to compromise and say, well, Buddhism doesn't use the word God, but it talks about nirvana and about enlightenment, and that's about the same thing, you know. What you call God, we call nirvana. So it's all right, don't get worried. So this is the sort of approach that some people, in the goodness of their hearts, are tempted to employ. It's true, of course, that one should take people step by step and stage by stage, leading them from the known to the unknown, But one shouldn't, in doing this, betray the cause of Buddhism itself. One must be quite clear. If people want theism, well, it's up to them. They have a perfect right to choose theism if that appeals to them. But at the same time, one should make it perfectly clear that Buddhism is a non-theistic religion. Otherwise, one will be simply guilty of slipshod thinking, even of intellectual dishonesty. If one really puts it as crudely and bluntly as this, that, well, it doesn't matter what you call it, you call it God, we call it Nirvana, it shows that one hasn't really understood what the Buddhists mean by Nirvana, or even what the Christians and Muslims mean by God. As I've said, this is really the basic issue. And I would go so far as to say, even to predict, even to prophesy, that the whole future of religion in the West, that means Europe and America, is bound up with this issue. That is, with this issue of theism and non-theism. Theistic religion and non-theistic religion. Lots of thinking people realize this already. I've referred to Julian Huxley's Religion Without Revelation. So religion without revelation, what does it mean? It really means non-theistic religion. Because revelation is bound up with the idea of God. The idea being, in the theistic system, that God reveals himself to humanity. And that revelation of himself to humanity, either through his son or the messenger or prophet that he sent, is the starting point, as it were, of religious life. So religion without revelation really means religion without God. And of course, in Buddhism, there's no revelation. There is no revelation of truth by God to man. Instead, we have in Buddhism discovery and realization of the truth by man, by his own efforts. So one sees the difference, one sees the contrast. In the theistic religions, there's God revealing himself to man. In the non-theistic religions, there's man discovering the truth for himself by his own efforts.